In my former life as a personal trainer and nutritionist, I used to do online transformations. And some of the transformations I got were ridiculous, like literally ridiculous. I don't know if I can put a picture in before and after, as I'd love to show you this picture. But I created a new program, and this new program was for busy dads. And I decided to put my brother through it. I was like, right, he's the person who needs to change most, and if he can do it, anyone can do it. Because he had a 6-month-old daughter, he worked nights, he was always tired, so when he was tired he'd reach for food. Obviously when you got a 6-month-old you don't sleep anyway, and then you got to sleep during the days. And I was like, right, I'm going to put him through this program for 12 weeks. And what I did is I journaled it every single week. So I put it on Facebook, I put the big four picture on Facebook with a graph, everything that he was doing. I tracked everything it was doing. It was clear for everyone to see. Started at 20% body fat. Then every week, I do his picture. And you could only train like once or twice a week, and that was it. So it was all about food and the quality of his food. And eventually, we got to week 12, and we did the end photo shoot. Obviously, as you do, put a little bit of tan on him and stuff. And then did some photos with him. And my Facebook exploded. And it was, oh, you've had him on gear. He's been on steroids. And I was like, I've documented the whole series. One thing my brother wouldn't take is drugs. He just wouldn't take it. There's no chance in many years. I'd never let anyone take drugs, ever. But I had all these messages going, oh, he's on steroids. He's been taking this. He's been taking that. Because they couldn't believe it. They couldn't believe it that this transformation happened. And that was people who just saw the picture. And I was like, listen, go back during the weeks. You see every week. It wasn't just the progress where it went straight down. It was like some weeks we had progress. Some weeks it stalled. Some weeks it went up. But over the 12 weeks, he went from 20% body fat down to 8.6, I think it was. 8.6. He looked amazing. Like ridiculous. He looked like a different man. His energy was different. Everything was different. And the reason that I got accused of putting him on steroids is people don't realise that it's a series of processes that get you to where you are. So his process, it was two to three times a week, but he could need once to twice, and it was just weights. Walk as much as he possibly could. Track his food. And then we did something called calorie cycling. So basically, if he was going out the weekends, which he did, and he wanted some beers, he could eat and drink whatever he wanted. And he had calories to spend during the week. So I put him on like 2,400 calories. And over the week, whatever that adds up to, let me do my maths. So if I do my maths, 2,400 times by 7 is 16,800 calories. So it's like money, and he could spend it in any way that he wanted. So if he wanted to spend 1,000 on one day, for example, on a Friday, let's say a Friday, you wanted to spend 1,000 to save up more for the weekend so he could have beer and food, he could have done that. But as long as it equated the same over the week, it didn't matter. And that was the process that he followed over the week, which see him get massive results. In just 12 short weeks, it's not a long time. 90 days is not a long time. To lose nearly 13% body fat, and people didn't believe it. So what's the point of me telling you this story? The point of this is that is physical. So that is a physical transformation. You have the same with your mindset. You have a process for your mindset. So I have a process that I put pros through, which helps them their mindset. And I don't want to give away too many secrets, because obviously I've got people who do what I do. And they'll be like, right, I'm going to put people through this same process. So over years and years and years, I have a process that people follow. And it's even shorter than that. Within a month, like some people have messaged me after a day and been like, wow, I feel so much different. Because you have a process. You have a process for your thinking. You have a process for dealing with mistakes. You have a process for everything that goes on with your mind. Because I believe that mindset has three aspects. There's three aspects to mindset. And this is the things that we deal with. We have, and people don't like the word, this word. You have your mental health. That's the way you think. right? It's not mental health. Mental health is the way you think. You have your physical health, same as your mental health, and then you have your financial health. So you have three aspects, right? Because if one's out, you're screwed. Financially, if that's out, the rest of them are screwed. If your mindset's out, the rest of them are screwed. Your physical health is out, the rest of them are screwed. So we have to work on these three aspects of mindset. This is what I believe. Your physical health, your mental health, which is the way you think, the way you process things, and then your financial health. And if we can put processes in place for each of them, like my brother Mark, you will get a massive result. So if you put the process in place, over time, people go, wow, what happened to you? Where did you come from? Why are you really positive now? How comes, like, you haven't lost any form? You're like, and you're like, yeah, making mistakes. Doesn't bother me anymore. Losing, it's frustrating, but I don't get myself caught up in it. I don't get too high, don't get too low. My relationship's better, and obviously you have your relationship as well that's in there. That comes under the aspect of, like I'd say, mental. So you've got them three aspects that we have to work on. These little things that we have to work on, which create a better you. A you that can thrive rather than survive. So that's what I want to get you to. I'm going to take you through these stages of leadership. That's a process. There's a process to take you through these four stages of leadership. Most people come to me in this certain place, which is the to me place. My first shift is to get you into the for you place, and then I'm going to shift you into the through me place. That's a process for leadership. So the whole point is we have processes, and you have to create processes, and you probably don't have any. Hence why, if something happens, you get stuck because you don't have a process for mistakes. You don't have a process for losing form. You don't have a process for when the shit hits the fan. You have to have a process for each of them things. So, my brother, from 20% to 8%, accused of putting him in steroids? No. He followed a process. The process got him to the result. You and your mindset, you're in a certain place now. You might be 20% body fat in your brain. I need to trim you down to 8%. How do I do that? I put in a process. If you want to know more about that, I can explain it on the phone. Book in for a call. Call me. Go to www.confidenceinfootball.com. And then it says book a call with Rob. Press that. Book a call. I'll explain and help you put a process in with your thinking. So you don't get overwhelmed. So you're not going 1,000 miles an hour and going nowhere. So you don't walk onto the pitch and feel this fear, and this fear kicks in, which I've seen so many players do. So book in, let me speak to you, www.confidenceinfootball.com. If you like this podcast, I like this podcast. I've just had a ball doing this straight off. 8 minutes talking to you. It's gone really quickly. Flow state. Talk to you about flow state as well. Do me a favor, give me some reviews so I can share the show and take it further. And if you can, if you do like it, screenshot it, put it on your stories and be like, tag me in it. I'd love you forever. That'd be amazing if you could help me with that, because other people will listen to this and it will help them too. Don't be selfish. Don't keep it to yourself. I'll see you tomorrow. Peace out, A-Town.